1 Peter 4, 1 to 6. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles, having pursued a course of sexuality, lusts, drunkenness, carousing, drinking parties, and abominable adulteries. In all this, they are surprised that you do not run with them into the same excesses of dissipation. And then they malign you, but they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For the gospel has for this purpose been preached even to those who are dead, that though they are judged in the flesh as men, they may live in the spirit according to the will of God.
施洗约翰他的使命就是为主耶稣铺路。The
mission for John the Baptizer is to pave the way for Jesus.
同时也传扬这个悔改的信息。And
he also preached the gospel of repentance.
除了施洗约翰。And
besides John the Baptizer.
主耶稣他也呼唤人悔改。
Jesus Christ also called for repentance.
我们在马可福音第一章第十五节, 主耶稣这么说,
And in Mark 1:15, the Lord Jesus said,
他说, 日期满了, 神的国近了, 你们当悔改信福音。
And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
所以当彼得在无旬节讲道的时候,
So when Peter preached during the Pentecost,
有3000人受洗, 归入耶稣,
3,000 people were baptized.
然后彼得向他们说,
And Peter said,
你们个人要悔改, 奉耶稣基督的名受洗, 叫你们的罪得赦, 就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Peter said to them, Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那么同样的, 当保罗在阿基波王面前受审的时候,
And similarly, when Paul stand trial before King Agrippa,
然后向犹太人跟外邦人做见证,
He was witnessing to the Jews and the Gentiles.
所以保罗劝勉他们应当悔改归向神, 行事以悔改的心相称。
So Paul said that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance.
那么施洗约翰、彼得, 还有主耶稣、保罗, 都传扬这个悔改的信息。
John the Baptizer, the Lord Jesus, Peter and Paul all share the gospel of repentance.
那么可见福音的内容包括这个悔改的信息。
So you can see the meat of the gospel also include repentance.
那么如果福音的内容没有这个悔改的信息, 就不是福音。
If a gospel that is shared that does not include repentance, then it is not a gospel.
所以当我们向别人传福音的时候,
So when we share the gospel with others,
必须要提到这个悔改的信息,
We must mention about repentance,
提到这个罪的问题,
We must talk about sin,
主耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩,
What Jesus accomplished, the salvation Jesus accomplished on the cross,
目的就是要把我们从这个罪中拯救出来,
The purpose is to save us out of sin,
所以今天的经文说明基督徒要为神而活。
So today the scripture tells us that Christians should live for God.
放弃以往的罪恶。
To give up the past sins.
过一个悔改蒙神喜悦的生活。
To live a repented life that is pleasing to God.
那为神而活在这段经文里面, 第一, 就是我们必须要跟随耶稣基督的榜样。
So from the scripture, When we want to live for God, first of all, we need to follow the example of Christ.
所以彼得在这节经文里面说，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
那么之前彼得在三章第十七节到第十八节已经提到主耶稣为了世人的罪而受苦。
So in the previous chapter, in chapter 3, Peter had already mentioned that Jesus Christ suffered for us.
我们应当学习耶稣基督受苦的榜样。
So we must learn from Jesus' example.
不是为了这个恶的事情来受苦，而是为了这个义的事情来受苦。
Not to suffer because we did evil, but it's because of righteousness.
我们以致众人看到我们的好行为。
So that others can see our good deeds.
那么现在彼得这么说。
And so here Peter said,
我们应当学习主耶稣受苦的心智。
We need to learn, the attitude of Christ for suffering.
那么以致我们能够以这个罪恶断绝。
So that we can cut tie with sin.
那么请注意这节经文这个作为兵器这个四个字。
Please notice, It says arm yourselves.
那么这个词句是一个军事的一个暗喻。
So this phrase is a military metaphor.
那么说明一个基督徒的日常生活好像一个战场一样。
It's to tell us that for a daily life of Christian, it is just like we're in a war field.
然后每一天我们都面对这些试探，还有很多很多的挑战。
Every day we face challenges and also temptation.
那么引诱我们去犯罪。
To attract us to sin.
那么虽然我们是一个蒙恩得救的人。
Even though we are saved by grace.
但是仍然活在这个有罪的世界里面。
But we still live in this sinful world.
面对着这个罪带来给我们的攻击。
To face the attack come from sin.
那么除此之外，一个得救的人不是一个完美的人。
And besides that, a saved person is not a perfect person.
因此还会犯罪。
Therefore, we will sin.
那么罪仍然存留在我们里面。
And sin continue to be in us.
就好像一粒有虫的苹果一样。
Just as an apple that has a worm in it.
那么这粒苹果不晓得你们有没有看过外面看起来没有问题，但是里面却是有虫的。
I don't know if you've seen this. The on the outside it looks really beautiful, but on the inside there are worms.
当你切开来看的时候，却发现到里面有虫。
And when you cut the apple, then you notice that there are worms inside.
那可能你会问，为什么这里这么美的苹果里面有虫
？So you may ask, why would a worm be in this beautiful apple?
这个虫是从哪里来的
？Where did the worm come from?
因为苹果里面有虫，是因为在苹果还没有结成这个果实之前。
The worm was there because before the apple was formed into a fruit.
在它开花的时候。
When it was flowering.
那么有这个昆虫在这个花朵里面下蛋。
This insect would lay an egg in the flower.
所以这粒蛋在苹果成长的过程当中被浮成一条虫。
And so during the growing, the growth of the apple, then the egg developed into a worm.
所以苹果有虫是因为起初就有了虫。
This apple has a worm is because it was started from the very beginning.
那么同样的罪起初就在我们里面。
And similarly, sin was in us from the very beginning.
那么存留在我们的肉体里面，使到我们去犯罪。
And it was in us, in our flesh, and so it caused us to sin.
所以当主耶稣要上十字架之前
，and before Jesus go on the cross,
所以他在克西马尼亚园恳切的祷告。
He was praying earnestly in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以他提醒门徒要警醒的祷告。
He reminded the disciples to stay alert and pray.
免得被试探,
so that they will not be tempted.
但是我们看圣经的时候,门徒却睡着了。
But as we see in the scripture, the disciples fell asleep.
因为他们身体很疲累,
because they were physically tired.
所以当我们身体感到很疲累的时候,很容易被试探。
And so when we are physically tired, we are easily tempted.
所以当时主耶稣正在逃离这个敌人的追赶。
And at that time, the Lord Jesus was trying to run away from the attack of his enemies.
因为身体已经很疲累了。
Because he was already physically tired.
不但这个身体很疲累。
Not only were they, was he physically tired.
在精神上和灵性上都受到很大的挫折。
And he was also tired in his emotional and spiritual state.
因为他知道不久就要上十字架。
Because he knew very soon he's going to have to go on the cross.
但是主耶稣没有因着所面对的痛苦而犯罪。
But yet Jesus did not sin just because he had to face this coming difficulties.
反而坚持到底。
But he continued to stand firm.
死在十字架上。
Die on the cross.
完成了。 神的救恩,
and accomplish salvation.
所以主耶稣愿意在这个肉身上受苦,
Jesus was willing to suffer physically.
以致以这个罪断绝,
so that he can cut tie with sin.
这个就是这节经文所强调的,
and this is what this verse stressed.
所以为神而活, 第二点就是选择与这个罪断绝,
So the second thing to live for God is to cut tie with sin.
所以这节经文说, 基督既在肉身受苦, 他们也当将, 这样的心智作为兵器, 因为在肉身受过苦的, 就已经与罪断绝了。
So here it said, Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
所以主耶稣在受苦的时候,他不犯罪。
When Jesus was suffering, he did not sin.
不但没有犯罪,他立志与这个罪断绝。
Not only did he not sin, he also made the decision to cut tie with sin.
所以这种心智应当,我们应当学习的。
This is the kind of decision that we must have.
我们应当把这种心智作为我们在生活上的一个兵器。
It should be a weapon that we have in our daily life.
我们来胜过这个罪恶所带来的试探。
To overcome temptation that come from sin.
我们圣经说得很清楚，基督徒应当过一个敬虔与罪断绝的生活。
So the Bible clearly told us that Christians should live a holy and a life that is free from sin.
那么在彼得后书第三章的时候，我们不久就要进入这段经文里面。
And in 2 Peter chapter 3, which very soon we are going to be talking about this.
那么这段经文谈到主耶稣再来的事情。
It talk about this, the scripture in 2 Peter talk about what will happen when Jesus returns.
然后经文描述到, 这个天地将要废去而且被火烧尽。
And it describes how this earth is going to come to pass and how it's going to be burned to nothing.
所以在彼得后书第三章第十一节这么说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3, 11 it says,
他说这一切既然都要如此消化, 你们为人应当怎样圣洁,怎样敬虔?
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
然后在14节彼得这么说,
And then in verse 14 he says,
他说,亲爱的弟兄们,你们既盼望这些事,就当殷勤使自己没有玷污,无可指摘,安然见主。
Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless, and blameless.
而主耶稣再来的时候,最重要的事情是一个圣洁敬虔的生活。
When Jesus returned, the most important thing is a godly and a holy life.
而神不会看我们在世上有多成功。
God will not look at how successful we were on earth.
然后财富有多少。
how wealthy we are.
因为这一切都要被火烧尽。
Because all of these are going to be burned.
那么最重要的不是地位、权势、财富。
And the most important is not your position, your wealth, or your power.
而是一个圣洁、敬虔的生活。
But it is a godly and holy life.
所以罪是一个很可怕的东西。
Sin is a very horrible thing.
能够摧毁一个基督徒的生命。
It can destroy the life of a Christian.
啊，使到他失去了应有的见证。
And caused him to lose, the witness he should have.
哦，如果你在春天的时候到这个 Niagara 瀑布大瀑布
if in the spring you go to Niagara Fall,
然后你可以看到在水面上漂浮在水面上的一些很多的冰块
you will see that there are some frozen pieces of ice on top of the fall.
那么这些冰块是因为温度上升而形成的。
And these pieces were formed because of the rising temperature.
然后有些冰块你可以看到有些死去的鱼埋在这个冰块里面。
And in the ice, you can see that there are some dead fish that are embedded in it.
那么这些漂浮在水面上的冰块，有不少的海鸥站在这个冰块上吃这些死去的鱼。
And so you will see there are seagulls that stand on top of the frozen pieces to eat the dead fish.
那么当这些冰块漂浮到这个瀑布的时候
，And as the ice continue to flow downstream to the fall,
然后来到这个瀑布的边缘的
，And as it approached the edge of the fall,
那么海鸥就展开它们的翅膀往天空飞去。
The seagull will spread their wings and fly.
以免跟这个冰块一起掉在这个瀑布里面。
So that it will not fall into the fall together with the frozen pieces.
但是很多时候这些海鸥停留在这个冰块太久了。
But sometimes if the seagull stand on the frozen piece too long,
所以他们的脚就凝结在这个冰块里面。
Their feet will get stuck on the frozen piece.
所以当这个冰块漂浮到瀑布的边缘的时候
，And as the frozen piece approach the fall, the edge of the fall,
所以他们就尝试往上飞。
They will try to spread their wing and fly.
但是却跟着这个冰块掉在这个瀑布，被淹死在水里面。
But yet they cannot, and so they fell into the fall and drown.
那么同样的罪能够纠缠一个人。
And similarly, sin can entangle a person that way.
使到他不能够自拔。
So that he cannot set himself free.
那么以致他的生命被摧毁了。
So, and it causes his life to be destroyed.
所以因此我们要特别的谨慎。
So we must be very careful.
好像圣经说要与这个罪断绝。
Just as the Bible tells us, to cut tie with sin.
那么学习耶稣的榜样把这个罪致死。
And to learn from the example of Jesus, and it is to deal with sin.
所以当一个人成为基督徒之后
，And so after a person became a Christian,
然后圣经说他是一个新造的人
，The Bible said he is a new creature.
然后旧的已经过去了
，The old has passed.
一切都是新的
，Everything is new.
他与罪已经脱离了这个关系
，He had already cut tie with sin.
然后罪对于他来说是死的
，To him, sin is dead.
所以彼得在这边讲，我们要为神而活。
So today, Peter tells us we need to live for God.
然后第三点
，the third thing to do.
然后彼得说要行在神的旨意当中。
Walk in the will of God, Peter said.
神把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
God has already saved us out of sin.
然后目的就是要我们与这个罪断绝。
And the purpose is so that we can cut tie with sin.
不从人的情欲。
Not to follow the desire of man,
而从神的旨意
but to follow God's will.
所以在彼得前书第四章第二节，彼得这么说。
So in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 2, he said,
那么你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情意，只从神的旨意，在世度以下的光阴。
So as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
那么什么是神的旨意呢？
So what is God's will?
所以神的旨意在圣经里面我们可以分成两部分来看。
So according to the Bible, God's will can be divided into two parts.
一种是神主权的旨意。
One of the kind is the sovereign will of God.
那么第二呢是神命令的旨意。
And the second one is the commanding will of God.
那么神主权的旨意跟神命令的旨意有什么分别？
So what are the difference between these two wills?
让我们看马太福音第26章第39节。
So let's look at Matthew 26:39.
然后主耶稣祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
So Jesus prayed and said, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
那神的旨意是要主耶稣死在十字架上。
God's will is for Jesus to die on the cross.
完成他的救恩。
To complete salvation.
所以这种旨意甚是神主权的旨意。
So this kind of will is the sovereign will of God.
所以什么是神的旨意呢？
So what is the will of God?
那么我们请看以下的经文。
Let's look at the following scriptures.
比如说马太福音第七章第二十一节。
For example, in Matthew 7:21.
凡呼唤我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三节怎么说？
And then in 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 3 it says,
那么神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，掩蔽这个淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is,that you abstain from sexual immorality.
然后在五章八十八节说，
And then in chapter 5 verse 18 it says,
他说凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
然后在约翰一书第二章第十五节到第七节这么说，
And then in 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，比今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world.
那么这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的。
The world is passing away, and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever.
所以彼得在这边讲的旨意是指神命令的旨意。
So the will of God that Peter mentioned here is the commanding will of God.
那么因此成圣，成为圣洁是神的旨意。
Therefore, sanctification or to become holy is God's will.
凡事谢恩是神的旨意。
To give thanks in everything is God's will.
不要爱这个世界是神的旨意。
Do not love the world is God's will.
那么主耶稣在这个主导文的时候谈到这个祷告的内容。
And when Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, he talked about the prayer.
那么其中所强调的就是愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
And one of the things he said is, may thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
每次我们来到神面前祷告的时候，我们是否有审查我们自己是所祷告的是合乎神的旨意？
And every time as we come before the Lord to pray, do we think about if what I'm praying is according to God's will?
那么很多时候我们祷告的时候是我的意思，我的旨意。
A lot of times when we pray, it is my will and my desire.
我们是否有吩咐神照着我们的意思去行，还是求神 让我们行在神的旨意当中。
Do we tell God what to do, or do we ask God to help us to live in His will?
所以彼得说，我们要为神而活。
So Peter said we must live for God.
那么第四点，彼得说不从人的情欲。
The fourth thing to live for God is do not sin.
然后在大纲里面说不要再犯罪了。
And in the outline it says do not sin anymore.
那么一个跟随主耶稣基督的人应当愿意行在神的旨意当中。
For one who follow Christ should be willing to live in God's will.
在苦难的时候仍然能够顺服神。
Even in the midst of suffering, you continue to obey His will.
所以在第二节彼得这么说。
So in verse 2, Peter said,
他说你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度以下的光阴。
So as to live the rest of the time in the flesh no longer for the lusts of man, but for the will of God.
那么请注意这节经文人的情欲这四个字。
Please focus on this phrase, the lust of man.
所以罪的开始，罪的来源是从这个人的情欲开始的。
And the beginning of sin begins with the desire or the lust of man.
那什么是人的情欲？
What is the lust of man?
那么人的情欲可以说是人的那种欲望。
The lust of man is like the deep desire of man.
一般的人都有自己的欲望。
Generally, everyone has some kind of desire.
那可能他的欲望是在物质的享受。
Maybe the desire is on material things.
Material
enjoyment.
Enjoyment 啊，可能是希望有一个一台这个很名贵的这个汽车。
Maybe he desire a luxurious car.
然后住一个很大的洋房。
To live in a very big house.
那么有些人的欲望是这个色情和或者是醉酒。
Some other people's desire may be sexuality or on drunkenness.
所以这些欲望都是人的情欲使到人去犯罪。
So this lust came from the desire of man and caused them to sin.
所以当一个人信了耶稣之后
And after a person believes in Christ,
不应当把这些欲望保留。
We should not hold on to this lust.
然后带进这个新生命里面。
To bring it into the new life.
所以彼得在第三节里面说明了这个人的情欲。
So in verse 3, Peter talk about the lust of man.
他说因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫恶意醉酒荒宴情瘾并可恶拜偶像的事时间已经够了。
For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire for the Gentiles, having pursued a course of sexuality, lusts, drunkenness, carousing, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries.
那彼得说这些事情是以往的。
Peter said all these were in the past.
是过去的。
It was already come to pass.
你们曾经做过的。
You have already done all that.
他说不要再做了。
He said, don't do it again.
所以神邀请我们要悔改。
So, God wants us to repent.
除去以往生活的罪恶。
To get rid of the past sins.
悔改是信耶稣的一个条件。
Repentance is one of the conditions to believe in Christ.
所以一个人说他信的耶稣。
So, if a person said he believed in Christ.
但是生命却没有改变。
But there were no change in his life.
那么跟以前一模一样。
And he was the same as before. He acted the same.
那么等于他还没有真正的相信耶稣。
It means that he has not truly believed in Christ.
而得到神所赐的救恩。
To receive the salvation from God.
所以得到神所赐的这个救恩。
To receive the salvation from God.
不单要信耶稣，也要悔改。
Not only do you believe in Christ, but you also need to repent.
换句话说，以这个罪断绝。
In another words, to cut tie with sin.
成为一个新造的人。
To become a new person.
所以当一个人悔改相信耶稣的时候。
And when a person repents and believes in Christ.
然后圣经说很可能会受到外来的压力。
The Bible said most likely you will receive pressure from outside.
所以我初初信主的时候，我是一个少数民族。
When I first believed in Christ, I was a minority.
我们在中学念书的时候，学校里面有大概有四五百人。
And in the high school that I was in, there were about 400 to 500 students.
只有六位基督徒。
There were only 6 Christians.
包括我在内。
Me included.
那么处在这么多还没有信主的人当中。
And being among all these non-Christians.
那么总是觉得很不自在。
I felt uneasy.
有点怪怪的。
Feels kind of strange.
其实真的经常会被人取笑。
And truly, people will mock me.
所以彼得在第四节这么说。
And so Peter said in verse 4.
所以他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪毁谤你们。
In all this, they are surprised that you do not run with them into the same excesses of dissipation, and they malign you.
所以我的祖父在他病重的时候。
When my grandfather was very sick.
So, 我就去看他把这个福音传给他。
I went to see him and share the gospel.
所以我问他是否愿意接受耶稣成为他个人的救主。
I asked him if he was willing to accept Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
我知道他心里面很想。
I know that he really wants to in his heart.
但是他告诉我一句话。
But he told me.
他说等下我信了耶稣以后，我的朋友不晓得他们会怎么想。
He said, I wonder what my friend would think about me if I accept Jesus Christ.
然后最后他离开世界了。
So he finally passed away.
然后没有机会相信耶稣。
He never had the opportunity to accept Christ.
所以我心里面感到很遗憾，而且很伤感。
So I was very sad and regretful.
所以基督徒被世人看为是一群不正常的人。
So to others, the Christians are abnormal.
因为他们不再做以前所做的事情了。
Because they no longer do what they used to do before.
他们放弃这个以前物质的享受。
They gave up their material enjoyment.
把这个金钱奉献在神的事工上。
And they offer up the money in the ministry of God.
把时间用在服侍神和服侍人的身上。
And they spend their time serving God and serving others.
他们不再为自己而活。
They don't live for themselves.
而是为了基督而活。
They only live for Christ.
所以当我们活出这个基督的样式的时候。
So when we live, like Christ.
将会面对外来的压力。
We will, feel the pressure from outside.
被人取笑。
People will laugh at us.
然后甚至被人毁谤。
Or they will slander against us.
就好像彼得在第四节这么说。
Just as Peter said in verse 4.
然后他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪毁谤你们。
In all this, they are surprised that you do not run with them into the same excesses of dissipation, and they malign you.
所以神把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
God saved us out of sin.
目的就是要我们与这个罪断绝。
And the purpose is so that we can cut tie with sin.
过一个圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
所以当神把以色列人从埃及的为奴的生活拯救出来。
And when God saved the Israelite out of the bondage of sin.
目的就是要他们分别为圣。
The purpose is for them to be separated and be holy.
去敬拜这位真神。
To worship this one true God.
但是你看圣经的时候，当中他们有很多人想念以往的生活。
But if you look at the Bible, many of them, thought about how they were enjoying themselves in Egypt.
那么宁愿在埃及过这个奴隶的生活。
They were willing to go back to Egypt and be a slave.
而不要神为他们所预备的。
And then they rejected what God, had prepared for them.
那如果你是一个蒙恩得救的人。
If you are a person saved by grace.
你应当分别为圣。
You need to be separated and be holy.
以这个罪断绝关系。
To cut ties with sin.
来过这个新的生命。
To live a new life.
所以彼得在今天的经文里面说我们要为神而活。
So in the scripture today, Peter told us we need to live for God.
然后第一就是要跟随主耶稣的榜样。
First, we need to follow the example of Jesus Christ.
那么第二呢是以这个罪恶脱离这个关系。
Second is to cut tie with sin.
然后第三是要行在神的旨意当中。
Third, to follow in the will of God.
那么第四不从这个人的情意。
Fourth is do not follow the lusts of men.
那么最后彼得说我们知道神的审判将会来。
And lastly, Peter said, you know the judgment of God is coming.
他彼得说不要与这个罪有关系了。
Peter said, do not have any more relationship with sin.
不要再犯罪了。
Do not sin.
因为神的审判有一天将会到来。
Because one day God's judgment will come upon us.
所以在第五、第六节彼得这么说。
So in verse 5 and 6, Peter said,
他说你们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。
But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
为此就是死人也曾有福音传给他们要叫他们的肉体按作人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。
For the gospel has for this purpose been preached even to those who are dead, that though they are judged in the flesh as men, they may live in the spirit according to the will of God.
神的审判有一天会临到这个世上。
The judgment of God will one day come upon man.
他会审判活人死人。
He will judge the living and the dead.
所以不相信耶稣的人。
So those who are non-believers.
无论是活或是死的。
No matter whether they are living or dead.
将会在百事大宝座前要被审判。
They will stand trial before the great white throne.
但是我们也要明白还有第二种审判。
But then we need to understand there are also a second type of judgment.
也就是为基督徒所预备的。
And it is prepared for the Christians.
也就是在基督台前的审判。
And it is before the throne of Christ.
所以每一天你是否为自己而活还是为神而活。
So every day do you live for yourself or do you live for God?
如果你是为神而活。
If you live for God.
你必须第一要学习耶稣的榜样。
Then you must learn or follow the example of Christ.
那么第二，必须要与这个罪恶断绝。
Secondly, cut ties with sin.
那么第三，必须要行在神的旨意当中。
Thirdly, is to obey God's command.
那么第四，不要再犯罪了，也不要从这个人的情意。
Fourthly, don't sin again and don't follow the lust of man.
要我们用一点点时间来思想今天的话语。
Let us use a bit of time to meditate on God's word.
你的生命是否有改变？
Has your life been changed?
是否跟以往还是一样？
Or was it the same as before?
如果是一样的话等于这个生命没有改变。
If it is the same, that means your life has not been changed.
没有在神的面前悔改。
You need to repent before God.
我们是否为了自己而活，还是为了神而活？
Have we been living for ourselves, or have we been living for God?
我们必须要学习耶稣的榜样。
We need to follow Jesus' example.
就是在
受这个极大痛苦的时候，仍然行在神的旨意当中。
And it is while we're in the midst of suffering, we continue to follow the will of God.
不犯罪，与罪这个罪断绝关系。
We will not sin, we'll cut tie with sin.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我们这些软弱的人。
Help us, we are weak.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
愿意为你而活
To be willing to live for you
活在你的旨意当中
To live in your will
求主你帮助
Please help us Lord
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ Amen, Amen.